Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call of Trans India Real Estate Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. We are pleased to have with us the management team represented by Mr. Jatin Chokshi, Managing Director, and Mr. Ram Vaswani, CEO. We will have opening remarks from the management, followed by a question-and-answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Jatin Chokshi. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon and a very warm welcome to everyone on our Quarter 2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call to discuss the company's quarterly performance. As mentioned, along with me, I have Mr. Ram Vaswani, Chief Executive Officer for Trans India Real Estate, and our Finance and Investor Relations team. We have uploaded the results, press release, and presentation on the stock exchanges and company's website. I hope everyone has had an opportunity to go through the same. I will share an overview of economy, industry, and business, after which we'll open the floor for questions and answers. The Indian economy continues to show resilience. It is one of the fastest-growing economies globally, backed by local consumption and manufacturing growth. The International Monetary Fund, in its most recent World Economic Forum Outlook update, has maintained its projection for India. It expects India to grow at 7% in financial year 2025 and 6.5% in the financial year 2026. The outlook for GDP growth has moderated from 8.2% growth in FY 2023 and 7% in FY 2024. The growth projected for India is in stark contrast to global growth, which is expected to be stable at 3.2% in 2024 and 2025. Logistics, especially warehousing, is bound to play a key role to support the economy's manufacturing-led growth. Key demand drivers for warehousing are increased outsourcing of warehousing by the manufacturing sector, sustained growth in e-commerce, demand in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities, and use of smart technology in the logistics sector. Historically, India has been a Grade B dominant market. However, Grade A warehousing has witnessed a robust growth of over 20% between 2017 and 2024, especially due to demand in Tier 1 cities, which account for more than 70% absorption of Grade A warehousing. During the first half of the current financial year, the major sectors driving demand for Grade A warehouses in Tier 1 cities were 3PL players, FMCG, FMCD, and e-commerce segment. Regarding the company, Trans India was created to harness the opportunities in the industrial real estate and warehousing space. The company has capabilities of developing fixed-income annuity-based assets such as industrial and logistics park, commercial space, and leasing development for CFS/ICD private freight terminal operations. The company has the necessary capabilities and domain expertise and understands the local nuances specific to the industry sectors and regions. The company has presence across major cities in India. It has successfully developed 5.5 million sq ft and exited 4.8 million sq ft of Grade A projects in Delhi NCR, that is Faruknagar, Bengaluru at Malur, Hyderabad at Pattancheru, and Goa at Venkatapuram. As of today, the company has over 100-plus acres of rent-yielding assets, the details of which are shared in the investor presentation. Going forward, the company has planned greenfield development of integrated industrial and logistics parks and other logistics sector real estate assets across India. The company may also explore new opportunities in alternative asset class like MMLP, plotted development, etc. We have shared the details of our upcoming projects in the presentation too. Okay. On the financial front, I will ask Mr. Sumit Bhagwat from our finance team to speak about the highlights. Over to you, Sumit.
So myself, Sumit Bhagwat, and I take this opportunity to go through our financial results. For Q2 financial 25, group level revenue stood at rupees 20 crores as compared to rupees 19 crores during the Q1 financial 25 and rupees 25 crores during the Q2 financial 24. In last year, we have some revenue from the trailer business which has been deployed in the port operations. EBITDA, excluding other income, for Q2 financial 25 stood at rupees 12 crores as against rupees 5 crores for Q1 financial 25 and rupees 16 crores for the Q2 financial 24. For Q2 financial 25, the company reported a net profit of rupees 7 crores as compared to 5 crores during the Q1 financial 25 and rupees 79 crores for Q2 financial 24. For Q2 financial 24, the net profit includes a one-time gain of rupees 97 crores on account of sale of our crane division. We are now open to take the questions and answers from your end.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may please press star and one to ask questions. The first question is from the line of Suraj, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. It's much better. Yeah. You can proceed now.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my question is regarding the excess land what you have, regarding those properties, what your plan is there, and do you have any plans to enter into the data center?
So we have land parcels at different places, including in Jajjar, at Bhiwandi, in Hoskote near Bangalore, and we propose to develop warehousing parks, or as Mr. Jatin Choksi mentioned, we could also explore alternate asset classes. Some of these land parcels at the last stage of consolidation or getting ready for development or approval. So in next 6 months, the picture will be more clearer, and we probably will have some of these projects starting in the beginning of the next year.
Yeah, and what are the properties, operational properties we have? Currently, we don't have any plan to exit from those properties because these are all strategic properties. So currently, we don't have any such plan for exit.
And regarding the data centers, yes, we are looking at all kinds of opportunities, but right now, we do not have any specific plans.
So what will be your rental yield on those properties?
Rental yield on the property is a different for different locations, but blended yield you can say is close to 8.5 to 9% in the range. Purely rental yield.
Purely rental yield. Okay, fine. Yeah, that's it, fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Santosh, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sure. Thank you for the opportunity. I've read in the press release that there is potential rental income of 65 crore that you can generate annually. So is this like potential rental income already included in the Q1 numbers? Or is this something that we will see in the future?
So this is what we are saying is the annualized rental income based on the current run rate. Some of these assets have come into our portfolio just very recently in last couple of months. So they may not necessarily reflect in the last quarter's results.
Yeah, so rental yield from those assets will be reflecting for the full year, next financial year. So currently it is a part only kind of thing. So that has been factored already.
Okay, thanks for clarifying, sir. One follow-up question. So for the March 2024, right, your revenue was around like 90 crores in March 2024. So this, whatever the potential we are seeing, this will be most likely on top of that, like 90 plus 65 in, like, you know, let's say March 2025. So at least some part of it will be in addition to what we were generating.
So last year, the revenue of 26 crores includes the non-current part of it also. Okay. Our rental business, if you see our segment, it is stood at 60 crores. Okay. And currently, in the current year, we have some of the customers which have joined us, which whose full incremental effect and annualized impact will be shown in the, it will get shown and reflected in our financial 2025 results. Okay.
Okay, got it. One small request, if you could do this con calls every quarter, that would be helpful. I think one got missed after the financial year this year. After March 2024, we didn't have a con call. If you could do it, like, quarterly wise, that would be helpful for the-
All right. All right. Noted, noted.
Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may please press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Nitin Agarwal, who is a CA. Please go ahead.
Sir, two, three months back, I had, you know, you had notified the stock exchanges that whatever monetization you did of 200 crore approximately, you had transferred the funds to your promoter-owned entities to acquire some land. Also, you acquired three floors of your old cargo logistics office. So, just wanted to know whether the company had obtained the independent valuer report and, you know, just wanted to know that it seems like to a layman person, that you simply diverted the funds of the company to the promoter-owned entities. So it would give us confidence whether if you can justify that, what was the rationale behind transferring the funds to promoter-owned entities? Also, you bought the three floors of, you know, your office. So whether this company required three floors of office, whether how much staff sits there? Just wanted to know that.
Okay, let me clarify. I mean, it is not a diversion of the fund to the promoter, kind of thing, because the company has purchased the properties and rights to buy the land at the locations like Bhiwandi, Hoskote, and Jhajjar. Okay? So it is not that kind of thing. Please understand that the company exited certain assets out of the with the Blackstone deal happening in the March 2023.
Okay.
Thereafter, company realized the money, but company don't wanted to lose the opportunity of the business and buying the land during the meantime. Hence, the promoter helped company to buy those land parcels in his personal name, okay?
Okay.
The promoter, or I mean, related party, holded those land and property until the liquidity in the company comes. However, to avoid any conflict of the business or from the corporate governance point of view, promoter had never intention to construct or build any kind of similar business of the TransIndia. And hence, when the liquidity event happened, the rights to acquire all the three land parcels and three floor of this building, all cargo house, has been transferred to the company against the payment. Now, coming back to your valuation questions, yes, company has followed all the due process of the law, including obtained the valuation from the two registered valuer of the repute. It has obtained, apart from audit committee and board approval, it has also obtained the shareholders' approval for the transaction. And in the exchange filing, the company has provided all the details and rationale for purchase of those properties. Now, as far as this three floor of this building is concerned, please understand that three floor is already with the company and is 100% wholly owned subsidiaries. So it makes sense to acquire this because it is an already operational assets. Company doesn't has to invest in a greenfield project and wait for the rental yield to come. So, right from day one of the acquisition, now entire building belongs to the company, and is 100% SPV, and all assets are operational. So there is no loss of any, I mean, due to the greenfield project or waiting period or those kind of things. So this is the rationale behind purchase of those property, which is a core business of the TransIndia, and we don't want it to have any kind of conflict with the promoter having a similar business. We have no intention of doing this. So that was the reason for this purchase.
Just to add to what Jatin bhai said just now, that this building, half of it was owned by TransIndia and its subsidiaries. The remaining half was owned by different entities. It made sense to acquire all the remaining floors because this plot has a lot of redevelopment potential in the future. And once the entire property is controlled by one entity, it's easier to undertake redevelopment of such projects. And that was one of the long-term objectives of the company.
Yeah, because of the change in the policy of the government, lot of FSI, potential of getting the FSI and expanding the building is there. So we wanted to have all this benefit to the company, not only half of the benefit. That was another reason for these transactions.
That's right, but when the fund were transferred to the promoter entities, no, the company did not be did not file any investor presentation at all, and neither it got a con call. So it gives suspicion that when the company transferred the funds, approximately 200 crore to the promoter owned entities, it didn't got any con call, etc. So that time, you know, I got excited with the prospects of logistics park and warehousing and all. So that's why I purchased substantial number of shares. But later on, when the funds from Blackstone came, it was transferred. And of course, I'll request your investor department to get me the valuation report, because I'm also into real estate industry only, and I understand how smooth it, how valuer gives the report. It's a very subjective thing. So would like to understand in depth that, you know, what was the, whether the, you know, fund transferred was on arm's length basis, the valuation obtained was on a reasonable basis for similar land parcels, you know, the land, the whatever the money was transferred to the promoter entities, the valuation was reasonable. And would like to know if, you know, the company inquired for similar land parcels in the market, and after comparing the value owned by the promoter entities and the, you know, independent or third party land parcels were compared, and then only the fund transferred to the promoter entities.
But as I mentioned to you, I mean, we have followed the complete due process, and if you already purchased the shares, keeping in mind the Blackstone exit, I mean, everything is available during the shareholder approval, the detailed resolution, detailed information about each and every land parcel, valuation, and as I told you, yes, you being a CA, like all CA, I am also a CA, so yes, we always have eyes with a suspicion for any kind of thing, and it's a good, I mean, most of the time to be a vigilant kind of thing. But let me assure you that we have followed all the due process, because it is not only the promoter entity, it is in related party transactions as well. So there is, I mean, a lot of more compliances is required. Okay, so two independent report of the valuers, like all international IPCs we obtained. It is not that, I mean, just a small valuer and you say how the valuation is subjective and kind of thing. Yes, everything is subjective, but end of the day, we have to rely on the valuation by the reputed international valuers kind of thing, right? So, I mean, and all informations are available in public domain, including shareholders' approval, rationally reported transactions, details of the property and land parcel, everything is available. So, I don't know if you need any further information, we can always discuss. I'm happy to provide that.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot, sir. Thanks a lot. All the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll contact your investor department.
Most welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sujal from RV Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible?
Yes, sir, you're audible.
So I have a question regarding your revenue guidance and the margin for FY25 and FY26. Can you, like, give about information, like?
Anyway, we don't give any forward statement kind of thing. So revenue for FY25, we already, mentioned in the speech. But normally we don't issue any forward-looking statement, and it depends on the asset completions and so many other things are there. But yes, for FY25, the approximate revenue, Sumit, will be around 65 crores.
Okay. And what about margins?
Margin is almost a kind of similar thing, because it is all rental asset. So the real operational expenses would be in the nature of the insurance, property tax of those properties, and renewal of licenses. Those are only the thing. Rest is only the SNGA and kind of thing. So whatever the current margin is, we expect to continue with that.
Okay. And any plans to enter into the data center, like whatever company plans in the future?
As I mentioned earlier, we are looking at alternate assets, but right now there is no frozen plan on any particular land parcel or a location. We are evaluating options. The picture will be clearer on the other type of assets probably by the first quarter of next year.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Karunakar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
I just wanted to ask about the business model going forward. Like, you have land purchase, you will develop all the logistics, warehousing and everything. After the monetization, you want to again buy the land or like you want to continue with the rental yield or what is the plan going forward?
So after exiting our last from a part of our last portfolio, we have acquired land, three land parcels, one in Dankuni in Kolkata, Hoskote in Bangalore, and we have acquired land parcel in Bhiwandi. And right now these land parcels are at the last stage of consolidation, and we would be commencing the approval processes for some of these projects. So this will be part of our new portfolio.
Like, I want to ask about the future, like after you develop these lands, mm-hmm. you want to monetize it or monetize it again and buy the new land, or you want to go on the rental, continue with that?
No. Yeah, let me explain to you. Basically, the rental yield for the warehousing business or industries as such is around 9%. That is what kind of thing. Yes. So definitely, any player or every company would try to maximize the return for the investors and equity for all the stakeholders. So certain strategic location we may not exist. Certain strategic locations or certain locations where companies has a good opportunity and make a commercial sense, definitely we would explore the possibility of exiting, which ultimately will end up in maximizing the return to the all the stakeholders. Besides, please understand that land is a raw material for this business, and normally the banks and institution cannot fund for the land. So land is nothing but an equity of the company. So unless and until company churns the assets at appropriate time, then there will be a limitation of the growth of the company. So that is also one of the business nuances. So we are taking very careful decision of retaining, exiting, or continuing buying new land or going for new initiative with the ultimate aim of maximizing the stakeholder returns. That is the only thing. But yes, we have got all the options open.
And the follow-up question, sir. Will you do the services of various things like for another pair also, like if he has land, you can you do it for like a private thing also?
So far all our parks have been owned, lands are owned by us, but we are open to doing joint developments with the landowners, and we do explore opportunities of that nature also.
Yeah, because we are a real, real estate is a core of business. Of course, we'll continue doing industrial logistics park where we have the core expertise and leverage our experience and knowledge, continue to do that. But at the same time, we'll explore all other real estate opportunities, what is available and which is beneficial for all the stakeholders. We'll continue to do that.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Deepak Poddar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm audible, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. And wish you a very happy Diwali.
Same to you. Thank you.
Thank you. I just wanted to understand, you mentioned to the earlier participant, we are looking at 65 crores of revenue for this entire FY25, right, on a consolidated basis.
Yes.
So, but in the first half, we have already through with 39 crores. Then how come we are targeting? In the first half, we have already did about 39 crores, right?
So, 39 crores also includes our trailer business income also. So, if you refer our segment.
I'm sorry, sir, you're sounding distant. We missed on some words.
Yeah, your voice is not audible.
So, So 39 crores on revenue also includes our some part of the trailer business, okay, so which is around 4 crores. So if you see direct that, so it will become 34 and therefore analyze will be around.
Yeah, so let me clarify.
Yeah.
Let me clarify that we had the legacy business of trailer and kind of thing which we have exited also like cranes in the last year. So, but still some of the trailers are pending transfer and some of the contracts, earlier contracts are pending for novation. So, on behalf of the buyer, as per the terms of agreement, we are doing a back-to-back billing. So, that has been reflected. So, but that is not our core business. And we expect that from this quarter onwards, the complete handover to the buyer will happen. And our pure rental revenue would be 65 crore approximately. That is what has been shared with you.
Understood. And what was the share of this legacy business in first half?
So very minimal, because we have only trial income in some part.
No, we'll come back to you. Sumit, you note down the question. We'll come back with more detail to you. Unfortunately, we don't have that things ready at the moment. We'll come back to you.
65 crores we are talking about, that is entirely your rental yield, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and any thought process on data center? I mean, the work on data center. So any thought process on?
No,
that?
No. So we are exploring other asset classes, as I said earlier, but we right now do not have any concrete plan to announce here, saying that we are doing a data center. We are looking at even residential plots or other types of asset classes along with data centers, but we don't have any specific proposal right now to disclose here.
No specific. Okay, fair enough. I got it. I think that would be it from my side, and all the very best to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Anant Mundra from My Temple Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, following up with the previous participant question, if I see your segmental revenues, the logistic park segment is doing about 18 crore revenue, has done 18 crore revenue this quarter. And if I annualize that figure, it comes to about 72 crores. So why is it that we are guiding for only 65 crores of rental income? Is it that we are expecting some vacancies in H2?
So it's a combination of both actually, because some of the parties have exited and some of the new parties have come. Okay, so straight away we cannot analyze the quarter revenue at the four times.
No, and yeah. Let me clarify further. That within the segment of the rental, there is an industrial logistics warehouse and there is other rental income. As we mentioned earlier, three floors of this building we have acquired, which is a purely rental bearing office kind of thing. So that also get added in the 65 crore. That is the reason in the current kind of thing. So that is the reason we are talking of a pure industrial park is slightly less than, because there are other component of the rental as well for the commercial office.
Okay, but going, so I did not understand this part, sir. So you are saying that the commercial premises has been acquired recently and that has not been added. So shouldn't that number go up then?
Yeah. The three floors of the building of All Cargo House where company's registered office is there, that has been acquired or purchased by the company in the month of September only. So the full revenue for the now 7 months and for the next financial year, full revenue will be reflected in the company's revenue.
Okay, but sir, that will increase the revenue further, right? So from 18 crores, probably that number will go up. And if I annualize that, that will be a larger number as compared to the 65 crore that you are guiding for. So why that disconnect, sir? I'm not able to understand that.
1 minute. Yeah, okay.
See, also the Q1 revenue was slightly higher because, and part of that asset was handed over to Blackstone when we exited last year some of the assets. So it is not an uniform picture. As I said earlier, that our completed assets have a potential of annualized revenue of 65 crores, but some of the assets are getting added and some of the assets we have exited. And that is why it is not a straightforward extrapolation saying that if 18 crore was first quarter's revenue, it should be 72 crores for the year.
So if you...
It's a combination of some exits and also a combination of some of the new additions getting added.
So if you just refer the corresponding quarter, it's just 16 crores. So And you can make it out from that the around annualized income will be around 65 crores. Okay. Because this quarter includes the impact of the new customer and exit of new customers, old customers.
Okay, got it, sir. And sir, if I see there's a difference between like the standalone profit is higher as compared to the consolidated profit. So which entity among our subsidiaries is loss making right now?
So the difference between the standalone results and the consolidated results mainly because of the interest on the which we have in our standalone results. So that gets eliminated at the consolidated level. Okay. So
okay.
The results purely reflects our group strength towards the logistic parks and the
listed with this. Okay, got it. And so all the operating properties as well as the land bank that we have is sitting under investment property in the balance sheet?
Yes, that's right.
The lands will be in the capital work in progress and the completed properties will be
investment
property.
Okay, got it. And sir, how much would be the cash and liquid investments on the balance sheet as at the end of September
24? I have 150 crores as on the September balance sheet. We have got cash.
Cash and liquid investments. All right. So that's it from my end. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Participants, you may please press star and one to ask questions at this time. The next question is from the line of Santosh, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I think this question was partially answered, or maybe I'm getting confused. But so your revenues, excluding the hiring, non-crane business, if you go away, is what it sounds like. Is well, in Q1 it was 16 crores, in Q2 it is 18 crores. Trying to understand, are we anticipating the revenues to go up at least slightly going forward in Q3, Q4, or is it like because it's stagnant right now, so kind of little improving from 16 to 18 crores? Can you throw some light on that, sir? Is it possible to throw some light? Are we anticipating to grow the revenues from logistics business for the rest of the year?
All our existing projects are fully operational and we have now a monthly run rate of revenues. We do not have any projects getting completed between now and March, so we do not expect any change from our monthly rentals, and it will be at a steady state from going forward. Our new projects will be operational mostly in FY 26 or 27, and that is when there will be a significant change in revenue. We do not expect any material changes happening in our revenue profile.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. You may please press star and one to ask questions. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Okay, thank you very much all participants to our earnings call. And wish you all the season's greeting, Happy Diwali, Happy New Year and kind of thing. And thank you for showing interest in our company. And that's all from my side. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of TransIndia Real Estate Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.